I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The U.S. and Iran have separately announced they are sending delegations to Qatar this week, though Tehran insists it has not agreed to meet with the U.S. at any level. Meanwhile, Karen Shamas reports.
Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said Qatar will release $6 billion of frozen Iranian assets. The announcement comes as negotiations between the U.S. and Iran were challenged after Iran launched missiles across the Persian Gulf, targeting Bahrain and Kuwait on Sunday. I'm Karen Shamas.
And Joe Fetterman reports violence continues in southern Lebanon.
Israel and Lebanon over the weekend said they had reached a framework for a future peace deal. But the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group isn't part of this deal. That means Israel is not withdrawing its troops from Lebanon for the time being. And on Sunday, an Israeli soldier was killed in fresh fighting with Hezbollah.
Joe Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem, and I'm Ben Thomas.